The annual Eureka Springs Jazz Festival begins tonight with a performance from Ron Radford, flamenco guitarist extraordinaire, at the City Auditorium. Free and ticketed performances continue through Sunday in Eureka. Saturday night, Delfeo Marsalis will bring his band to the Odd. This week, Robert Ginsburg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, every Friday night at 10, talked with the New Orleans native.
You will be performing in Eureka Springs for a jazz weekend. Some of your siblings have been here before. Branford has performed here with a symphony orchestra doing his Brazilian, the Brazilian work of Haydn and Villa-Lobos. And your brother's been here, Winton, a couple of times as well. To my knowledge, Delfeo, this will be your first trip to Northwest Arkansas. Is that right?
Yes, first time in Arkansas playing, and very much looking forward to it.
Well, we're very excited as well. You, of course, are part of the family, the Marsalis family, with your father, pianist Ellis Marsalis, and your brother Winton Branford, and, of course, Jason on drums. And you have two other brothers as well who are not musicians. Isn't that right?
Correct.
Well, I want to start out with a little bit of basic background. You have toured, played, and or recorded with the likes of Ray Charles, Art Blakey, Abdul Ibrahim, Slide Hampton, Max Roach, Elvin Jones, just to name a few. These are great musicians. From the time that you were a teenager, you began to become interested in producing and recording music, and that direction led you to produce over 100 recordings for major artists, including Harry Connick Jr., Marcus Roberts, everyone in your family practically, Nicholas Payton, the Preservation Hall Band, and on and on and on. Can you tell me how the challenges of creating music and recording music shaped your career?
Well, I think probably Branford and Winton realized early on that me being the middle child, I was the one able to catalog and organize things and to kind of keep things even keeled. So, you know, early on, like a producer and a trombonist, to me, they're very similar. We say in the jazz band, the trombones will sit in the middle so that they can keep the peace between the trumpets and the saxophones.
Yeah, I see that and hear that, man. You are also a touring musician, and every venue is different. Every sound man is different, God bless him. And, and those are enormous challenges, especially for someone who has developed not only a musical concept, but a sound concept of what you want. And most musicians have, but as a producer, it's much more acute, I would think. So you come into a venue, you're going to be performing here in Eureka Springs in an old auditorium. In fact, I think John Philip Sousa opened this auditorium.
Wow.
But you also not only have to deal with the architectural realities of the space, but the sound man can make it or break it for you. So is there, there's a point where you do the best you can and you just have to kind of let go, huh?
Yeah, you have to have, you know, separation of church and state. That's all you can do. Just hope for the best. At this point, you know, I try to work with the sound man the best I can. And it's acoustic music, and it's made to play acoustic. You know, we try to bring that excitement, and that's really what we're trying to do now. Because, you know, New Orleans music especially, it's very exciting. Everyone loves New Orleans music all over the world. So we're bringing some of that sound to what you would consider the classic jazz, you know, or the sophisticated works of Duke Ellington. So my push is to have a unique sound and to bring what we do from New Orleans.
The quintet that you're bringing to on this tour, you're bringing a great band, man, if this is correct. Sean Jones on trumpet, Richard Johnson on piano, Jeremy Betcher on bass, and Winard Harper on drums. Wow.
Yeah, well, Sean Jones, you know, I always just said if it's not Winton, I'm not going to hire a trumpet. That's been my philosophy for many years. But Sean Jones is such a monster. And, you know, we're going to have the Battle of the Brass.
Yeah, man.
So I tell him to bring what he's got. He's going to bring the Pittsburgh sound, and I'm going to bring the New Orleans sound, and we're going to just have a good time. Winard Harper's one of those guys that, you know, he started off more what you would consider a bebop, post-bop. Drumming is really what his love is, but he's expanding. And, you know, he's one of the guys that you know, later on after having established himself in his own music, he's picking up on the New Orleans sound and some of the modern things. So, and he plays with so much energy. I mean, he's serious. You know, he's got like 10 kids. So.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he's got some energy.
He better. Yeah, the brass is going to be up front.
Yeah, it's the Battle of the Brass, baby. And, you know, it's something different. And J.J. Johnson had a band with Nat Adderley playing cornet for a while. Mm-hmm. So it's different than having a saxophone, which you would consider to be more of a soft instrument. But I love to play with trumpet players who are really fiery, and it allows me to really show off the versatility of how I play and, you know, create a lot of contrast. And so we're looking for a great time.
In terms of repertoire, what can we expect?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Good.
Sprinkle of this.
Okay, good. Well, I have to thank you so much for taking the time to share some thoughts. We're all looking forward to your first performance in Northwest Arkansas, Delphail Marsalis. Hope to see you very soon.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
Delphail Marsalis will play Saturday night at 7:30 at the City Auditorium in Eureka Springs as part of the city's annual jazz festival. He talked with Robert Ginsburg this week. Robert hosts Shades of Jazz every Friday night at 10 on KUAF.